the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
For 1 week each summer, a group of conservation-minded high school students from Southwest Missouri gets a chance to be part of the Green Leadership Academy for Diverse Ecosystems, or GLADE, program. The free camp, hosted by Missouri State University and the Greater Ozarks Audubon Society, exposes students to Ozarks ecosystems and develops their leadership skills. It's held at Bull Shoals Field Station. 14 students participated in the 9th annual GLADE camp held last month. I'm Emily Yip. GLADE co-directors Tammy Trentham and Andrew Kinslow give more insight about the program.
We have speakers that come in that talk about Ozark mammals, soils, lake ecology, stream ecology, many more topics. Our hopes is just to get them interested in the Ozark outdoors and gain some information and knowledge about the beautiful world around us.
According to Kinslow, the program plays a vital role in training future conservation leaders.
Humanity faces really significant issues in the coming decades, and it's very important that we have a group of young people that have the ecological knowledge about the Ozarks as well as beyond, and the leadership skills necessary to help tackle those challenges. And it's really fun for us at the end of the camp to see and hear our students talking about ways that they are fired up about solving some of those problems, ways that they're going to go back into their communities and do community education grants. And ultimately, that's the goal for GLADE, is to have a group of students that goes out into the world and cares about sustainability and environmental issues and has the skill set necessary from a knowledge as well as a leadership perspective to be able to tackle those.
One highlight of the camp was the bird banding activity.
Dr. Janice Green from Missouri State, as well as myself, have banders permits, and so we both run education programs as part of a continent-wide research program. The students have an opportunity to participate in that research through the GLADE Academy. That's always a highlight for me, is to be able to watch that joy of discovery and connection with that wild bird as they collect the data and then release the bird back into the wild.
Another major activity for the students was restoring native river cane habitat.
Wednesday of the week, we have all the students come together and we work with Missouri Department of Conservation on Mincy Conservation Area, and we restore native river cane habitat as well. The native river cane is a great bank stabilization for the Bee Creek in that area, but it's also the home to the Swainson's warbler that we're trying to get to come back and nest in this area. And so the students put on their gloves and hiking boots, and we transplanted a bunch of river cane that day. So that was a great way for them to give back.
Two students share their experience at the camp. Clayton Fry is from Ozark.
I was honestly really surprised whenever I got to camp at just the depth of the knowledge that we were getting access to. It was focused on conservation, but I was really impressed by the approach that they took to really big issues and, kind of gave us experience with a lot of fields, not just one field, and took a really holistic approach. Every day really felt like about 3 days just because it was so densely packed with information. But the bird banding really was a fantastic experience. I mean, I got to hold a bird called an indigo bunting, which travels all the way from right here in Missouri to Central America to go over the winters. And they come up here to nest, and they come up here to mate. And it was just an insane, astounding experience to hold a bird that has been, you know, thousands and thousands of miles and makes that journey on a regular basis. It just gives you a whole new sense of appreciation for the really ordinary things you see flying or crawling around you.
Clee Bruce is from Springfield.
I was absolutely blown away, like Clayton said, by just the encompassing approach that was taken to teach us about conservation and teach us about all aspects of ecology, and it was just this great just blanket education for an entire week that just kind of left me with the feeling that I knew way more about the place that I live in than I did before. I think one of the highlights for me was being able to see the connections in all aspects of ecology, how the soil connects to the birds in the sky, and the birds are also connected to lake health and stream health and just all of those aspects that just sort of bring ecology together as a whole.
For more information, visit greenleadershipacademy.org. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.